Local New York Democrats rip campaign chair Sean Patrick Maloney for district swap. By Jacob Bliss on June 6, 2022. Local New York Democrats are angered over the House Democrat campaign chair Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, for taking over a black colleague's congressional district to ensure an easier general election victory. Maloney has decided to run in New York's 17th congressional district, where Representative Mundaire Jones, DNY, currently serves, seeking an uncontested, safer path for re-election after this year's redistricting, instead of running in New York's 10th congressional district. State Senator Alessandra Biaggi announced she would try to block Maloney from waltzing into the congressional seat that was not originally his. At the time of Biaggi's announcement, she called herself a proud Democrat and labeled Maloney a selfish, corporate Democrat who was damaging the party, adding, "What hurt the party was having the head of the campaign arm not stay in his district, not maximize the number of seats New York can have to hold the majority." Since then, Biaggi told the American Prospect and New York Focus that Maloney cares more about short-term wins and holding on to his power than strengthening the Democratic Party. However, Maloney's decision has angered local New York Democrats. The former Dutchess County Democratic Committee Chairman Joe Ruggiero also told American Prospect and New York Focus that Maloney hasn't done anything to build the party or the infrastructure behind it. Locally, he's all about himself. "We begged him not to run in the district," said the current chairwoman of the Dutchess County Democratic Committee, Elisa Sumner. "We already had political machines up and running, and he just came in and cleared the field," Sumner added. Maloney intimated that he wanted to be in this district because it was closer to the New York City media market. Additionally, Randy Johnson, a former Poughkeepsie mayoral candidate, criticized Maloney in 2015 for frequently declining to endorse black candidates. "He really did a disservice to the Democratic Party in the city by not endorsing black candidates like himself," Johnson added. Even Maloney's Democrat House colleagues and leftist media personalities have criticized the district swap. Before Jones officially bowed out of running against Maloney and switched districts himself, Socialist Squad leader Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, called for Maloney to resign as campaign chair if he followed through with a primary challenge against his junior colleague. Representative Richie Torres, DNY, also accused Maloney of racism for forcing Jones to leave his district and called the debacle outrageous. In a tweet, he said, "The thinly veiled racism here is profoundly disappointing. He's the chair of the DCCC. It's his responsibility to make sure Democrats stay in the majority," said Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, another far-left lawmaker from the Empire State in the neighboring 16th congressional district. "To not run in 18th is to directly impact our ability to maintain the majority. You've got one job to do and you're literally not doing that job." Leftist MSNBC host Chris Hayes also hammered the Democrat congressman, accusing him of egregious political malpractice. In response to the local Democrats expressing frustration, Maloney, National Republican Congressional Committee spokeswoman Samantha Bullock said on social media that the congressman has always been a jerk. "Just ask local NY Democrats." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.